Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Oh, sorry, I have to speak English. Back in the United States, that's actually all the Italian that I know. I think I could also probably ask for the bathroom. But that's other than that, that's it. Hi, I'm Cy Kellett. This is Catholic Answers Live. I'm just back from Rome because we did a pilgrimage to Rome, and I feel like I'm still walking on cloud nine, but I'm doing so with a foggy head from all the airplane travel. So we'll try to do a good, I'll try to do a good job today, but I don't have to do a very good job because this is going to be a great, great Friday show. Darren did it again, man. He did another great one. Second hour, we've got Father Sebastian Walsh with us. And Father Walsh, as you know, just one of the most organized and charitable minds you will ever come across. And we're going to talk about trusting in God's mercy. And this hour, one of our favorite people in the whole world, Rose Sweet, and we're going to talk about choosing authentic love. Rose, it's nice to come back to the U.S. after a pilgrimage to Rome, and the first guest is you. How are you, Rose, sweet?
I'm great, and I'd love to hear more about your trip.
It was amazing. It's amazing. I don't know if you know this, but Rome is a city, and so I guess that was the dullest thing you could say about it. Rome is amazing, and I have to say I'm feeling really good for you because we really felt it was a terrible misfortune when our chaplain, Father Hugh Barber, was not well enough to go with us. That's like a terrible loss. Like we even had people tell us, look, the main reason I was going with you guys on this is I wanted to spend that time in Rome with Father Barber. And so we're scrambling around for a replacement chaplain, and by truly a miracle, like it just, I don't know how else to describe it. Monsignor Eugene Morris from St. Louis, one of our great friends, one of the finest speakers you will ever hear, he says, I'm available. I can go to Rome with you. Like if you had choice one was Father Hugh Barber, choice 1A would be Monsignor Morris, and he was able to go with us. He was fantastic. He preached beautifully. We had Mass every day with him, and it really was a pilgrimage. In large part, not just a trip, not just a tour, but a pilgrimage, in large part because of Monsignor's presence. And he's just good company and fun and funny, and it was wonderful. And then I realized about halfway through, Rose has him for the chaplain. He's going to Jerusalem with you in February.
Yes, I'm so excited. He is a fabulous preacher, isn't he?
Really fabulous.
He's a good man. He's a holy priest. He's awesome. I'm so glad. So if it's not too late to sign up for our pilgrimage, we leave February 12th, I think, for 10 days.
You know, I would consider going if you were going to be in Cana, where the wedding feast of Cana was on Valentine's Day. But
hang on, hold that thought right there.
But wait, there's more.
You and Missy could renew your wedding vows in Cana on Valentine's Day. Come on. It's just a few airplane rides.
Darren will literally, literally hurt me if I do that. It just so happened that it wasn't intentional at all, but just the confluence of things, I ended up going to Australia in October and Rome in November. It wasn't supposed to be that way, but that's how it turned out. And I can't go anywhere for at least 6 months, like anywhere. I can't go down to 7-Eleven before the show. He's like, no, you have to be here. So you're so blessed to have Monsignor Morris, though. And I have to tell you, I wrote about this today in my note for the radio club. A good priest is of incalculable value. Like I could see that with, you know, there's 50 of us on this pilgrimage. We did 50 because we just all wanted to be on one bus together and we got to know each other and it was just wonderful. But you really see the role of the priest in this group of, you know, 55 eclectic people from all over the country, some from Europe, some from the US, some old, some young. And I guess you're not supposed to say old, but if you had seen these people, I mean, some of them were old. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Now I'm going to get emails from all of my fellow pilgrims. But the presence of a priest in the midst of us it's such a great and noble vocation. And when you spend, you know, days on the ground with this small community and a priest at the heart of it, you realize, oh, Lord, the Lord had a reason for this plan that he has. For his plan for the priesthood.
Yeah, and it's like Monsignor Morris, as wonderful as he is, He disappears when he goes, when he approaches the altar. He becomes another Christ.
Yeah.
And he gets, his liturgies are so reverent and so beautiful, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we were expecting, because you've never heard a preacher, you've never been at Mass with anyone like Father Hugh Barber. Like, there's just no one like him. He's sui generis. But, and so, you know, you feel that disappointment, but man, did God bless us with Monsignor Moore. And you too. You're blessed to have him on your program.
I can't wait.
RoseSuite.com is probably where you can find out about it. Our topic is choosing authentic love. And this is a striking thing. And I'll just relate this from the Rome trip as well, is, you know, Romans live a very beautiful life in many ways. They go out for walks and they eat lovely food and they dress beautifully. They're just, you just feel like the Romans have a secret in a way that other people don't have. They live beautifully. But you also have the sense when you're there that a large part of Italian culture has let go of the church. They're not going to Mass. They're not having families. They're not doing those things that are the signs of Catholic culture. And so you almost wonder, how long can it sustain without Christ at the center of it? They love life, they live life beautifully, but the authenticity of it feels like it's going to drain away, and you can also see it draining away. You can already see it draining away because Christ isn't at the center of it. And so this idea of authentic love, not just loving life, not just living your best life or something, but the authentic love is really a key.
Well, that's a good point. It's like a marriage. You know, I can put on a beautiful wedding dress and have a wonderful reception and then go live in a beautiful home with my husband, and we can have lovely dinners together and a nice full bar with lovely wines and have people over, and we can do all those beautiful things, but if I'm not connected to my husband, we don't really have a marriage.
Yeah.
And
right.
When the storms of life hit, you know, when the mortgage is due and when the larder is empty, then what? When the beautiful life, and the beautiful life isn't always sustained, and also we get a panic because, like, we know that if the beautiful life went away, we'd be miserable. So we do anything to keep that beautiful life. You know, we work hard at keeping the construct. The sad thing is, as Catholics, the beautiful life has always been ours. We as Catholics, we know the connection between the invisible and the visible world, between food and God who gives himself to us to eat, between drink, you know, and the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, we're supposed to be an integrated people of a beautiful life, so that when the tough times come, we have Jesus, our spouse. And that's the sad thing about all that.
Yeah. So give me a kind of a scriptural connection if I can, and then we'll go from there. Like, what does the scripture have to say about this idea of authentic love? Because I know you talk about it and I think this is the right way to talk about the Catholic faith, actually, that at the heart of it is the thing that we all desire. And so if you want your desire fulfilled, come to the Catholic Church. It's not a denial of desire. It's not a hatred of desire. It's the place to really have it fulfilled. So give me some scripture if you got any.
Well, we were talking about a marriage and we're talking about love, and we know that whether we're married or not, we all long for love, we're made for love, but God himself gave us this image in the Old Testament of him being our husband and wanting to provide for us and protect us and give us all good things and make happily ever after for us in heaven. Well, not just in heaven, right here, you know, Jesus comes and says, I am the bridegroom and the kingdom is here and now. We don't have to wait to experience this authentic love until we get to heaven. He gives us the power to do that right now.
Our number is 888-318-7884. There was some concern around the building that I might have forgotten it, but I did not. 888-318-7884. We're talking authentic love with the wonderful Rose Sweet, who you can find at rosesweet.com. And you can hear her when she goes out speaking, or you can even join her on a pilgrimage coming up to Jerusalem with I told Monsignor Morris that from now on, when he's on the show, I'm just going to call him the beloved Monsignor Morris, because everyone just fell in love with him over there in Italy. So you can go with her and with Rose and the beloved Monsignor Morris to Jerusalem in February. If you like, find out about all that at rosesweet.com. And if you have questions about finding authentic love, about what Christ teaches about and his church teach about authentic love, 888-318-7884 is the number. Right back with more Rose Sweet right after this.
Hi, this is Trevor Williams from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and you're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
For many families, another year of floods, fires, and devastation have left them on a long journey towards healing and recovery. This Christmas season, the Knights of Columbus invite you to help victims of natural disasters rebuild their homes and communities, one family at a time. Visit kofc.org/relief to learn how you can keep Christ in Christmas by sharing the hope of the season in a time of great need.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Delighted, really, truly delighted to be back with all the folks here at Catholic Answers. Having had a wonderful pilgrimage to Rome, I got to say hello. Well, we didn't get to say hello. I mean, I said hello, but he didn't hear me, to Pope Francis. He just drove by in the Popemobile. I said hello, Pope Francis. And rudely, he just kept going. I was like, what kind of pope is that? I came all the way here to say hello. But there was a gaggle of beautiful women from Zaire between me and the pope. And there was no way I was getting through that crush. They had that territory staked out. But what a wonderful time we had. I'm delighted to be back. Our number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Just one more bit of news from Roman. I'll just say this. I want to get this out. I have like a million things I want to say, and I'm just fighting. But that audience with the Pope, it really touched me how universal the church is. Like I said, I was sitting next to this group of women from men and women, and Father Courage was their priest, was with them, Father Courage, from Zaire. And then on the other side, people from Colombia, and then over the way, and you know they're there because they're not quiet as the Brazilians. They sing and they shout and they have a ball. I mean, you're just surrounded by the world when you're in St. Peter's Square for the papal audience. And what a beautiful church it is. Do not despair. 888-318-7884. Rose Sweet is our guest. Rose is the author of many things, but most recently she's got a series of books from Tan Press, and they make beautiful things at Tan Books. And the most recent one is, and I'm just doing this from memory, so you got to help me out if I'm wrong, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Romance.
Wow, that's really good.
Did I get every word of it in?
It was perfect.
Man, I can't even do that with Carla Broussard's books. I get those wrong. this idea of romance or authentic love is very dear to your heart. I almost feel like, Rose Sweet, you want everybody in the world to know that God loves them passionately.
I do, because, you know, Cy, for a long time, I wasn't really convinced of that. And I was looking for love in all the wrong places, like so many of us. And right. I've spent decades now working with people, especially Catholics, who have lost their way, who are desperate for love, but they've been dumped, they've been divorced, they've been rejected, their kids have left. They're they're desperate and they're lonely, they're angry, they're confused, and they forget how loved they are by God. They're looking to the human relationships for the ultimate fulfillment. And I know you know that that's the wrong way to go. So I like to help people come back. Let's take a look at it. Let's see what you really want and where it really is. So, yeah.
But don't you feel like the world, people, to like the, especially young people, maybe I'm wrong about young people, but we've, you know, you talk about the divorce thing. Okay, so I'm a kid and I've seen my friends' parents divorced, maybe my own parents divorced. I'm afraid of this. I mean, I think we're very fear-based when it comes to love and relationships now.
We are very fear-based, and that's why Jesus said so many times, fear not. And that's one of the things that I try to help people remember. Don't be afraid to be alone. Now, were we made for relationship? Yes, you know, but we're never truly alone. But we're so afraid of it that we'll do anything to avoid it. We get manipulative, we lie, we cheat, we do anything. You know, I work with so many people who are literally terrified to go out and eat a meal by themselves or to be seen in public alone.
Yeah.
They can't do it. They just can't do it. It's a difficult hurdle to get over. And they're afraid. They're afraid.
So that is actually, I mean, that pushes us what? Towards shallow relationships? Towards relationships we shouldn't be in? What's the consequence of that, of this fear?
Yes, all of that, all of that. You know, I do a lot of work with people after broken relationships, and we have to go back and take a look at what happened. And 99% of the time, they saw a lot of red flags.
Ah, yeah.
But they ignored them because there was something they wanted. They wanted a relationship. They wanted marriage. They wanted to be loved. They wanted somebody to take care of them. So they were willing to be blinded by our desire, and were willing to overlook, minimize, ignore, and many other things. You know, and yeah. Especially young people who are always discerning, and I don't mean to... That sounded a little snotty the way I said that. But we hear a lot of talk about, I'm discerning, I'm discerning, I'm discerning. I think it's because what you were saying, they're seeing red flags, but they don't want to give up and walk away and be alone.
Ah, yeah. And you only have so much time. At a certain point,
right.
Move on. Yeah. Find the person who's right for you. Again, Rose Sweet is our guest. 888-318-7884 is our number. Lots of calls for you, Rose, so I think I better stop monopolizing you. Tom, can I do the phones, Nick? Do you think I can still run the phones? Let's see how I do. Tom in San Antonio, Texas, you are on with Rose Sweet.
You pushed the right button. Here I am.
Nice.
My question, Rose, I've heard, and I have to attest, I listen enough to know that Cy is not real good at remembering book titles, so he did well.
All right, Tom, enough of that.
Hey, it's your first day back. Somebody's going to give you a hard time.
Right. Well, they have.
Anyway, Rose, I've got my older sister is the kind of person. She's got a huge heart. She'd bring home every stray animal she could. And sometimes it seems like she does that with men. She gives of herself way too much. She, you know, I tried to talk to her about this, and she, men take advantage of her because she's so giving. They take. And I'm not saying all men. I'm just saying the one she has found has not been good. And I don't know that she really understands boundaries in relationship like this. And I've heard about your book. I don't know anything about it, but what I've heard before on the radio. And I wanted to know, is it, do you cover also, the moral side or the religious side of what's right or wrong in a woman pursuing relationships?
Tom, those are great comments and questions. And I would say wait for the next book that I'm supposed to be writing right this minute.
Wait, what do you mean supposed to be? What are you doing? Slacking off?
It's like 2 months past due. But Tom, this is called A Catholic Woman's Guide to Relationships. And what I do is I go to scripture, I'm going to the four gospels, and I'm looking at the way Jesus Christ interacted with all kinds of people and all kinds of situations. And I've discovered that, and I've been there, when you're so hungry to give. Now, here's the thing. We women, we are made to nurture. We are made to feed. We are made to draw in and hug and hold and nurse and love. We're made for that. And it feels good. But I get so afraid of not doing that or not understanding our primary purpose as a human person that we get stuck in that. It's almost like an overeating thing. It feels good, and so we're always eating. And we don't have that interior, you know, gauge to cut it off. When we see a man who's using us and abusing us, like probably your sister, we don't want to let go of the relationship because we don't want to be alone. And what are we going to do with this fullness that we have to give? Hold it in? And the answer is yes. And that's where a lot of women and men, too, need help in learning how to do that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Well, and my second part was the moral side, because she was in a marriage and got divorced and feels like she's free to get another relationship now. She's free to do anything. And she doesn't see that morally that's not correct. So that's why I was wondering if you touched on when it's right and wrong.
Well, I do. I do in that book, and then I will again in more detail in the relationship book, because usually people who don't see is because they don't want to see. That's where I was for a long time. And people don't see until they're in enough pain. And if your sister is willing to tolerate a high level of neglect, abuse, low returns on her investment, because she'd rather have crumbs, she'd rather have what she's getting than have nothing. That's a scary thing, to have empty hands. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It very much. So should I wait for the second book? Do you think that would be better in her situation?
No, you should definitely get this book.
You know what?
I'll just say this for Rose. Get the book. Oh, Catholic Woman's Guide to Romance.
You know what? Tom, you read the book and tell me what you think. You know what? And just pray for her, because she's afraid to be alone. That's the bottom line. And we, as parents, we really need to help our children learn to be alone, learn to eat alone, learn to play alone sometimes, not be constantly stimulated. Anyway, we could go on and on, but.
Well, I get the part about, Tom, thanks very, very much for the call. I get the part about that we, out of fear, we're not finding authentic love. We're not being patient and waiting for authentic love and all that kind of thing. But then there's the other side of it where I find somebody that I love, and now they're the center of the universe. Like there's lots of people, frankly, who they have a great romance, and so they don't need the church, or they don't need, you know, they're just focused on us two. It's the two of us clinging to one another kind of thing.
Yeah, funny that you use the word cling, because those are my four little things to remember about finding authentic love. Fear not, cling not, what was the other one? Use not. And the last one?
Settle not. Yeah.
But so we should not fear being without what we deeply desire, because we need to trust that we either have it in some other way or it will come. And so now we're getting into deep things about we're afraid. If we don't know how loved we are by God, we will seek that love in human relationships in an inordinate way. And we just look to God to, like, get us what we want with our human relationships. Like he's the big divine vending machine, or, you know.
Yeah. So I've always found Thomas Aquinas's prayer, you know, Jesus basically saying to Thomas Aquinas, you know, what would you like from me, Thomas? And Thomas saying, only you, Lord, you know, that always seemed austere to me. Like, that's very saintly. I would find it very hard to pray that. I mean, that probably shows how shallow and, you know, imperfect I am. But is that what you're saying?
Yes. No, you know what? You just reminded me. The first time I ever went, like, scuba diving, I was having, I was panicking. And the guy laughed at me, the teacher. He says, you just have a strong mammalian response. I go, oh, you know, I wanted to breathe not underwater. So I would say, you just have this strong desire. We have this strong desire to belong to families, to be loved, yeah. to find out. It's good. And that's the whole of Catholic life. And Jesus came to show us, it's good. There's something better. Keep coming. Come follow me.
Rose Sweet is our guest. We're talking about authentic love. More folks on the line. I apologize I haven't gotten to you yet, but we will right when we come back. If you want to call, 888-318-7884 is the number.
Catholic Answers Live.
Looking for an on-fire Catholic speaker for your event? Catholic Answers speakers will inform and inspire your audience to grow in their Catholic faith. For more information on booking a Catholic Answers speaker, visit CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com today.
What are angels? What powers do demons have? Do demons ever possess places or things? In 20 Answers, Angels and Demons, you'll find smart, solid answers to these questions and many more, helping you understand these mysterious and powerful beings, as well as helping you avoid the snares and harms of those angels who disobeyed God and fell from His favor, the demons. 20 Answers, Angels and Demons is part of the 20 Answers series from Catholic Answers, offering hard facts, powerful arguments, and clear explanations of the most important topics facing the Church and the world, all in a compact, easy-to-read package. Visit shop.catholic.com today and take a look at this exciting new series from Catholic Answers Press.
Every Catholic has heard the challenge. How can you believe that? Don't you know the Bible says? It's a challenge we have to meet. If we can't reconcile apparent contradictions between Scripture and Catholic teaching, how can our faith survive? And if we can't answer our Protestant brothers and sisters, how will they ever come to embrace the fullness of the faith? In Meeting the Protestant Challenge, apologist Carlo Broussard gives you the knowledge and tools you need to answer 50 of the most common Bible-based objections to Catholicism. Be prepared to give an answer. Order your copy of Meeting the Protestant Challenge today by calling 844-239-4952, visiting shop.catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Listen for the best of Called to Communion on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern and live on Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Called to Communion on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. So happy to be back behind the microphone and very grateful to Jerry and Sherry. That makes me nervous, though. I got to get back here when they're on the air, because this is what Thomas literally said to me. Thomas running the video. He was like, oh, the shows were so good while you were gone. Why do you say that to somebody when they come back? That's just mean. That's a mean thing to say. So I'm trying today, Thomas. I'm doing my very best. I can't hear you. Your microphone's not on. Sorry. He's yelling something at me. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888. Like, you kind of feel happy. Like, you know that Jerry and Sherry are going to do a good job. They're professionals. They're going to do a good job. It makes you happy to know that they did, but it also kind of bums you out a little bit. Like it's a double-edged thing. Like, really? Like, nobody missed me. 888-318-7884. We're talking about authentic love with our good friend Rose Sweet. Rose's latest book. She's got a bunch of them. And Rose does all kinds of public speaking. And also, workshopping and videos and books on divorce and remarriage and family issues and blended families and all that kind of stuff. And her latest book is A Catholic Woman's Guide to Romance from Tan Books. I highly recommend it to you. Both my wife, Missy, and I read it. And by the way, did I mention this or not? It's my wife's birthday today. She's 55.
Yes, she's 55.
The most magnificent 55-year-old in the world.
She's wonderful.
And that's a lot for me to say because I'm 55 too. So...
Wait a minute.
It was very humble.
Wait a minute.
It was very humble of me to say that. Yeah. She's awful tired for her birthday, though. She's like, yeah. When I left to come here, she's like, how about if we just leave it, we'll see, on birthday dinner and all that. I'm like, that's fine with me. We'll see is pretty much my approach to life. 888-318-7884. Mark in Nebraska is up next. Mark is listening on the wonderful Spirit Catholic Radio. Mark, your question for Rose Sweet.
Hi, Rose. Hi, Si. Hey.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
I've got one that I don't think I'll probably stump you, but my wife and I have been married for 28 years. We raised all of our children in the Catholic Church, sent them all to Catholic school up till middle school. And so one of my five children is coping or dealing with same-sex attraction right now. And that is being so grounded in my faith. It's so difficult to separate my faith and my son's actions and try to help him understand, you know, that I love him dearly, but the relationship he's in right now is not God's plan for him. And I guess my question is, you know, how do I live my faith wholeheartedly, but yet love my son unconditionally?
Well, Jesus shows us how to do that in the Gospels over and over, Mark. I'm sorry, this is a struggle, but it's also a challenge to authentic love for your son. And you know, we can't control who we're attracted to. We can't control those kind of things when they come, but we can control what we do. And sometimes people like your son, and I don't know the details, but sometimes what they hear when you say that's not God's plan for you, what they really hear is you don't get to love somebody. You have to be alone and you have to be miserable and unloved until somebody else decides when you get to be loved. I mean, who wants to hear that message? Now, that's not what you said. I know you didn't say that as a father, but that's sometimes how we hear it. You have to be miserable and without love, because what you're choosing isn't good. So that's like taking a child's plate away and going, we know you're hungry, but that food isn't good. So here, we're just going to take it away because we know what's best for you. The same way a child, if the child doesn't understand that mom and dad can be trusted and do have something good for them to eat and will offer them something good so they're not starving, then the child will rebel. So I know I'm oversimplifying a complex thing. But if you, as the father, could learn to understand this is all about his deepest desire to be loved and his fear of being alone, fear of being without the love the way he wants it, and not trusting there's something more delicious to come.
What do you make of that, Mark?
Well, I guess, you know, I don't disagree with anything you said, Rose. And I do wholeheartedly love my son and I want to have a relationship, but he's kind of laid the groundwork that, you know, if I won't meet his friend and accept that this is, you know, I don't want him to be alone, but I also, as a parent, I feel like my biggest responsibility as a parent is to make sure that I provide my kids the best chance to get to heaven as I can. And that's where I'm struggling is just, you know, they're planning a wedding for next year. And I don't even know as a Catholic if I can attend the wedding. I want him to be happy. And I've known that this man who I love dearly is, you know, I've known for a long time that he's wired differently. But I've also been taught that, you know, we all have our crosses to bear. And, you know, one of my crosses to bear is a child with special needs. And I can't say I always carry that cross the best, but just in this situation, I feel that, Yeah, I don't want him to be alone and miserable. I don't want him to be starving and there's a plate full of food in front of him. I'm just not sure how I can live my faith fully, love my son fully, and not provide him with some boundaries or guidelines.
Okay, Mark, you know, these are great. Here's the thing. You always will love your son. You'll always be his father, right? If I was the mother, this is what I would do. I would meet this guy. I would sit the two of them down. I'd have him over for dinner, and I'd talk to him and say, I know you guys are looking for love, but this is disordered, and this is why I understand this is wrong, and there's something better for both of you. And if you disagree with me, that's fine, but I will always love you, but I can't accept what you're doing. So I can't go to the wedding. That doesn't mean I don't love you. I can't have a public or even a private witness to what I think is not good for you. And this is out of love. This is what Jesus did. Jesus invited the people over, laid out the truth, and then gave them the freedom to walk away. And when he did, he looked at them with love, and he was sad a lot of the time. So your sorrow is normal. But that's our obligation, and we get that right from Jesus. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, it totally does.
Give them the truth. Give it to both of them. Hold that high standard. Assure them of your love. And then refuse to bend in when it comes to the morality of it. And that's the best way that I think you can't get your son to heaven. Only God can do that. But you can create the optimum environment from your end of it.
Mark, thank you very, very much. Appreciate that call. I know that your question is also asked on the behalf of many parents who are struggling with issue this particular or similar, given the current kind of trends and fashions and fads and moral innovations, or I don't know how else to put it, of our moment in history. God bless you, Mark. Thank you, and please call anytime. Rose Sweet is our guest. We're talking about authentic love. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Up next is Megan in Oklahoma, listening on EWTN Radio. Megan, delighted to have you. Your question for Rose Sweet.
Hi. I just started listening 20 minutes ago or so, and I heard the part where you mentioned people, for some reason, they just crave love, and sometimes they might be looking for love in the wrong places, and ignoring things, ignoring, you know, telltale signs and things like that. And I decided to call because I'm married, and I feel like in college I was looking for love, and I just couldn't find it. Couldn't find the right guy, or didn't feel, or it wasn't accepted. And then I met my husband, and he made me feel loved, and made me feel it was the first time I really felt that way. But there were some underlying issues, and we fought a lot. He had a temper, and I just kind of ignored those things. And I, part of me thinks it's because I just wanted it to work so bad. And now we're married, and we're getting better, but we've been through some pretty difficult times. And I just feel like once someone is in a marriage, what do you do at that point? I mean, nothing's abusive. I mean, but we get in some pretty terrible fights. I mean, it's definitely better, and we're in a better spot now than we used to be. We have three kids. So I was just, do you have any advice for in that situation?
Yeah, Megan. Okay, this is the church sometimes calls this a difficult marriage. It presumes the marriage is valid until proven otherwise through the tribunals, but that you, all of us, many of us may be stuck in lifelong difficult marriages. That's the truth. And we have to, at some point, with help and support, face the fact, and I'm not saying this about you, but I deal with a lot of women in this, I'm never going to have the man that I always wanted. I got this guy. I'm never going to have the marriage I always dreamed of, and that my friends have. I have this. I'm never, ever going to have what I long for. So what do I do with that now? Do I divorce and go look for that? Or do I say, Lord, help me to carry this cross and to unite my sufferings with your sufferings, and then to look what's good in my marriage and be thankful for it. And if there's anything that's like unbearable, I'm going to go get counseling and I'm going to work on it. And if I'm placing all my emotional eggs in one basket and expecting this guy to make me so happy, I'm going to maybe start looking for other areas to shift around to where I can have some satisfaction, some joy that maybe I'm not getting over here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I found myself worried that I made a mistake and worried, you know, that I should be with someone else, you know, things like that. And I don't know if that's normal, if that would happen with any marriage, you know, like that had issues.
Well, you know, if I may offer, Megan, I know my own wife would have said those very same words for probably, maybe 10 or 12 of the 25 years we've been married. And Father Hugh Barber said something to me one time, which I will never forget. He said, sometimes you have a bad decade. And that's actually listening to you, I feel, and Rose is much more of an expert on these things than I am, but I have a certain expertise of having been the husband who would be poorly described, I think, you know, and would be quite legitimately complained about. I hear a lot of hope in what you're saying, that this is not a bad person you're married to. This is a person that you have difficulty getting along with and is difficult. And there's actually a great deal of hope in that. And I don't know how old your children are, but things change as the children get older, especially if you work on it together. And it kind of sounded to me like he's willing to work on it with you. Did I hear that correctly, Megan, or is he not willing to work on it with you?
Yes, he is. And I mean, he's a good person. I think we both just kind of have our high emotions. We're like really emotional people. And
yeah,
I think that comes into play. And I appreciate what that makes me feel better, like what you're saying. And
yeah,
we've been married 7 years, and he goes to church with me. He converted to Catholicism. And I mean, he's a good guy. I don't know, like we just need to grow up, both of us, I think. Hopefully.
Wow, Megan, I don't know. Rose, I really hate to keep interrupting, but she sounds like Missy and I at a certain point in our marriage. And I'm so happy at 55 married to the woman I'm married to, despite the fact that she didn't correct a lot of those flaws. You know her, Rose. She's still a horrible person in a lot of... Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. She's a lovely person.
She's wonderful.
Right, but I just feel so actually hopeful for Megan. It can be bad for a long time, but if you don't quit, then it can become good.
Don't quit. But like anything else, we know, go get help. If you're trying to hammer in a nail or trying to one of those IKEA furniture things, go get the directions, get some help, take a break, go get a Coke or whatever. That we do the same thing with our relationships, marriage or any other difficult relationship. Don't give up. Don't give up. And look for the other areas in your life where you can find a little bit of rest and hope and joy, and just be thankful for everything.
Megan,
thank you so much.
All right. God bless you, sister. Yeah. And there's, I don't know.
I know.
I feel like we're going to hear from Megan again in 10 years and she's going to go,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me share this, Si. Okay.
Yeah.
So I travel and I speak to large groups of priests and dioceses a lot. And I ask them, okay, if there is a 50% divorce rate, if let's just assume there's no question. Of the other 50%, dear fathers and priests, you hear confessions. How many of those 50% do you think have good, healthy, happy, holy marriages? I hear the same number from priests all over the place.
What do they say?
10 to 15%.
Yeah, wow.
Of the 50%.
Yeah, that are still married. Right.
And right. So
but that
five
also
to seven.
That changes over time in a marriage, and that's what people need to know, is that people do actually grow up and get better at things, and if you work on it together as a couple. I mean, having done, you know, I maybe even 15 years of bad marriage, I can tell you it's not always desperate. Like, there does come a point at which the two of you can change.
How about difficult marriage instead of bad marriage?
Yeah, I just, know? Right, right. Okay, that's, yes.
I agree. So what, and basically that illustrates that everybody is struggling. We look across the street and we see him and her and like, we don't know. Everybody's having a hard time.
That's the thing too. During those years, other people might've looked at Missy and I and gone, well, they're fine. They don't know what it's like. And they wouldn't have known what was going on inside of our home.
Right.
I really like Megan. I hope God bless you, Megan. I'm going to pray for you. Rose, I got to take a quick break though. So we got more calls for you, but
take
a quick break. Rose Sweet is our guest. We're talking about authentic love. If you have questions about finding authentic love, Rose can tell you all about that from the Catholic perspective, and also a person who discovered that maybe she had looked for love in all the wrong places and found that Jesus actually loved her and wanted her to have just exactly what she wanted to have. 888-318-7884 is the number. I am joined now in the studio by my good friend and wonderful person, Erica Olson.
Hi.
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed Olson.
Oh, I wish.
Looks like Nellie Olson. Why do you wish? Why do you say that? I just say that as a joke because...
I don't wish anymore. I did. When I was little, I was like, I want to have blonde hair and blue eyes, and I want it to be curly haired.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all the things you don't have, you want as a kid.
It seems like girls more than boys do that to themselves, too.
I'm also the only brown hair, brown-eyed person in my family, so I think it was like more because I was the different one.
Oh, yeah. Like well, I only say that because Olson, when you say your last name, it sounds like you're going to be a blue-eyed, blonde-haired girl.
From the Alps.
Yeah, or something like that. But you're, what's the correct word? Mexicana.
Latina.
Latina. Is that the right word? Did I say the wrong word?
I'm a mutt.
Okay, me
it's
too.
It's all good.
Yeah.
My family is actually from the Alps, which is why most of my family is blonde and blue-eyed.
There's always something new about you.
I know, I'm
Erica.
Always surprising you.
You know what I like best about you, though?
What?
Of all the things, you make so many people happy by taking them on cruises.
Taking them around the world.
Like that, yeah. So how are you going to make people happy this year?
Oh my gosh, this year I have the best cruise. It's like, I think it really is our best cruise to date. I'm so excited for this. We're going from Switzerland to Holland, Amsterdam. We're starting in Basel, Switzerland. We're traveling through Germany, ending in Amsterdam. We're having a pre-cruise. You can sign up for the pre-cruise. That's separate, but you can sign up. It's
really?
We're spending some days in Zurich. And then we're having a post-cruise also that you can sign up for additionally in Amsterdam. So we're spending an additional 3 days in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
sorry, it's a camp song from summer camp.
We only have, Cy, this is so important. We only have 12 cabins left.
Why are you even on 12. The radio then?
Like they're going to just go away now. If you guys want to come, you have to jump on this. Like every week we're selling like 3 or 4 cabins. So this is going to sell out by Christmas.
Oh, without question.
Speaking of Christmas, if you're looking for like that most amazing Christmas present for your spouse or your special someone or even your parents, if you want to like give your parents the most amazing gift ever, send them on a cruise. Take your spouse on a cruise.
I got my wife a new vacuum cleaner. Is that not as good?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Let me tell you, if you want to like have like
I don't think I'm in
your
the spirit
spouse,
of the thing.
Not that your spouse isn't going to love you forever. You are, but this will put you over the top. Get this cruise.
Plus Archbishop Corleone with us. Archbishop of San Francisco is doing the whole thing with
us.
He's coming down the river with
us. Yes. Archbishop is going to be there. Archbishop Corleone. Some of his family members are coming with us just because they want to join in.
That's so
you get
nice.
To meet his family.
You know what, though? When people go on these things, I think some people don't go because I can't be out of internet and Wi-Fi.
It's all included, Cy.
Oh.
And that's actually a good point. Everything is included in this cruise. When you go on a big ship cruise liner, on an ocean liner, you know, with 4,000 other people, everything costs extra. Your booze, your drink, like even your sodas and your bottled water cost extra. Your Wi-Fi costs extra. All your excursions cost hundreds of dollars a day extra.
Yeah.
So the cost of this cruise covers everything. So it covers all of the stuff that you're going to drink on board, all of your meals, all of your excursions. Usually we have like two excursions a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. It covers all of that.
CatholicAnswersCruise.com.
Yes.
CatholicAnswersCruise.com. And this will be the first
cruise.
You
won't want to miss it.
Where I'm going to let Missy just drink Diet Coke as much as she wants.
Yeah. Since she can have whatever she wants. It's free.
Catholic. People are going to think I'm serious about that. Believe me, Missy does what she wants. CatholicAnswersCruise.com. Right back with more Roast Sweet.
Catch Catholic Answers live anytime at Catholic.com.
He is honored by the Church as a saint with the title of the Angelic Doctor.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Thomas Aquinas wrote a basic textbook for young theology students that became the Church's most famous guide to the faith, the Summa Theologica. It helped him earn the title Doctor of the Church. He died in 1274.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Buonasera. That's what I should have said to open the show. I said buongiorno, but I should have said buonasera. It's afternoon. Anyways, Rose Sweet is our guest. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Been missing for a little while. Jerry and Sherry covered for me, and of course, they did a fantastic work, and I'm very grateful to both of them. If you see them on the internets or anywhere else, if you just give them a quick shout out and a thanks for doing that. Our number is 888-318-7884. She wanted to stay off the air, but Beth from Nebraska called and said, I've been married almost 36 years. I have had a difficult marriage, and I just want to encourage Megan to stick it out. Beth, you're talking my language. I feel the same way. I haven't been married 36. It's just 25 for me and Missy, but man, stick it out. If you see some green shoots anywhere, take care of them, nurture them, because it really, there comes a time when you're very grateful that you did. We're talking about authentic love. Rose Sweet, our guest. Let's go to Brittany in Louisiana, watching on Facebook Live. Brittany, your question for Rose.
Yes, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
How are you?
Hi, Brittany.
Hi. I told the intake that my husband and I have been married for 13 years, and he's currently on his third affair.
Oh.
And after the second one, we went to a Catholic counselor and we got help. That affair lasted for 2 years, and we got the help we needed. He actually converted into the faith. And we convalidated our marriage last October, but it's not even been a year, and he has fallen again. He also suffers from PTSD and some other mental health issues that we're trying to get him help for, but he's not wanting to go into therapy, or he says he will, but it just, something always comes up when it's time for the therapy, and he just won't go. So I'm just kind of like, at what point... I mean, I'm praying the Memorare, and I'm praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and I'm praying for our marriage. And I mean, like, we have four kids. We have a 4-month-old, a 3-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 13-year-old. And I'm just, I don't know, you know, like, at what point is too much? You know, like, I'm trying to suffer gracefully, but I don't know how much more I can continue to.
Rose,
like,
we're really short of time, so I got to.
Okay, so I'm so sorry to hear that. The bottom line is, please get help, because the suffering can be alleviated in other ways than him changing. Because assume that he doesn't change. There are things that you can do so that it's not so horrible for you. And I don't know what that is, because we don't know enough details. But please go get a good Catholic therapist. Don't give up. Don't tolerate the infidelity, but don't give up either. And I know that's, again, with a short time. How can we even address issues, Brittany?
It's a lot, Brittany. Maybe she can get in touch with you via rosesweet.com.
send me an email, rose@rosesuite.com, and any way I can help you or direct you to somebody good to help, I'm more than happy.
rose@rosesuite.com. Brittany, I'm so sorry that we got your call late in the show. It really deserved more time than we had, and I apologize for that. But God bless you, sister, and get in touch with Rose. Rose Suite is going on pilgrimage with the beloved Monsignor Eugene Morris to the Holy Land in February next year. You can find out about that too at rosesuite.com.
Please come with us.
You'll love Rose, and you will love Monsignor Morris. What else? And you know what? You love Jesus too, so go see where he was born. Rose, thanks.
Exactly.
You did it again. Another
thanks.
Great hour, Rose.
Good to see you.
You too. Up next, our good friend, Father Sebastian Walsh. Back after this.